Vinny, how's your French, by the way?
C'est mal.
Yeah, I'm gonna get mine out. Bonjour, ça va?
Va très bien, merci. Et toi?
Bon.
Ça va, ok.
That's we both went to school together, myself and Benny, and we did GCSE French, was it? Or we did French for a
Yeah,
little bit,
we
but
did French at a very low level, but we specialize in Spanish. But even that now, we're quite bad at
specialized.
in a very British way, where we unlike any other country that makes a good effort to learn another language, we make no effort, which is a
Oh
very
man,
typical
we
of
are French people are really lazy at learning other languages.
but I mean, you're
Very lazy. Most.
But your English is
What?
perfect.
Yeah, your English is very good.
Well, thank you. The things that I think I improved my English because of the music, and also I had some British girlfriends. So, yeah, maybe that's why.
Okay, very good. And the album here we're talking about. So the way we do it on this show, Gregory, is we review albums and we each pick an album and say we're going to review this one and we're going to review this one. And Venny, correct me if I'm wrong, you never heard of Thought before until we got this album.
No, I'm on a slightly weird, as you might tell from my t-shirt, I'm on quite a pelagic binge at the moment. And so I've kind of set it upon myself to listen to every pelagic release this year and almost review all of them. And so by virtue of the fact that's how we checked out your band, but I'm so glad we did. And the other thing I'd say on that is like, some labels, you get a death metal label and they just release death metal and you kind of know what each release is going to be like. Whereas Pelagic is so diverse, you can have a crushingly heavy band or you can have an electronic band. And I think that's what's been really nice about my little journey this year, is that actually every release is totally different. So.
And also that's why I wanted to work with them, because they have this scale, of different genres, but that's some kind of unity, I would say, between all those different bands and genres. And I like also the community, behind it, so yeah, to me it really made sense to work with them.
Yeah, totally. And Venny, like you said, I'm so happy you put this album forward, because I don't know if you listened to our review of it, Gregory. It was when I first listened to it was not a
I did,
challenge.
yeah.
Oh, good. It wasn't a challenge, but it didn't click for me at the time. But the more I've listened to this, I am just falling in love with this album so much. It's just so good. And you must be, from your point of view, the creator and the visionary behind this, must be very proud of what you've created here.
Yeah, well, first, thank you. Thank you. It's funny because I read this morning a review from an Austrian website, and I somehow really liked what they wrote at the end. I have to find it back. Yeah, the thing is, not to me, it's not about pride, but this album has been quite a journey, from start to finish, and I'm happy I didn't give up, in the process, because it's been very difficult for a lot of reasons. And at the same time, I think that what I had in mind in the first days is there now on the record, So this is what I liked. I managed somehow to really bring my ideas, to bring them into songs and the visuals, etc. Yeah.
I mean, that process must have been challenging
Yeah.
simply because there is so much going on this and so many ideas, that to get that into what you've done, which is a coherent body of work, must have been very challenging for you.
The thing also, I'm lucky to have some musicians around me. They are in the live lineup, and they also help me, to sometimes, okay, forget about this because it's too far away from this idea, so to focus on what to manage to get things together, you know, and to go to the essentials sometime. So
And
it's also it's a collective effort. I have the vision. I write the songs, the lyrics, but then there are people with whom I work, and we all together, collectively, we go to the end all together.
talking of live, you mentioned there you live band. I saw something on YouTube when I was following the band. You did some sort of live stream, I think last year, was it? Or some recording somewhere. And I was looking at the where you were in a studio or whatever, and did you have two drummers for that session?
Yeah, we did. We did. We wanted to try something with two drums, and we did this recording and then a few shows. But then we realized that it wasn't really working the way we wanted. So the second drummer is now playing percussions. So we
Okay.
still have like two percussion things with the drums and the percussions.
Okay, right, that's what I was thinking. And this live, or what, I don't know what you call it, the live recording, whatever, has a lot of songs from this album on it, doesn't it? And
So I think you're talking about the Méandre triptych session.
yes.
So these three songs, so it was Euphrates, Bateleur, and Slip Oddity, are on the album.
Yes, that's I it confused me because they obviously have been written for quite a while, those songs, then, have they?
But yeah, the two of them are on the album. The first idea was to have the album, and then we. In the meantime, during the process, and because there've been COVID, et cetera, we were like, okay, we're gonna put out a repeat, an EP first with three songs to see where we're going, and then we choose the three songs first.
Okay. Very good. Benny, if you haven't seen that, you should check it out. It's really good. It's like, because we spoke in our review about how it would transpire onto the live scene. And because there's so much going on, Benny, you touched on it as well. So if you watch that video, you'll get a good sense of how it all comes together. And it's really a wonderful piece of production as well.
Thank you.
I'm actually quite keen to keep that in suspense actually, and
Oh,
see
okay.
them later this year, and see you guys later this year, and see how it's going to work. So yeah, I'm really excited to check you guys out live in ArtTangent. Must
Yeah,
be really,
yeah,
really great to
yeah.
play that festival. Can you tell us how that came about, and well, you're presumably looking
Well,
forward to it.
yeah, I mean, I know this festival for a while, and then I think it was February. On the Monday, I just woke up and checked my phone, opened my emails, and saw an offer from ArtTangent. I was like, what the fuck? And then I realized that it was actually Robin from Pelagic, so Pelagic boss, who sent the album to ArtTangent promoter, you know. And the ArtTangent promoter said, okay, yeah, let's do it. And then he sent me an offer. I was like, wow, you know. So and it was really it was the best way to start the week for me, you know. And that's why also I like Pelagic, because you have this guy, so Robin, but the other guys around, they really try to push the bands, you know, not only to put out records, but to make connections with promoters, festivals, you know.
I couldn't really think of a better place for you guys to be playing live. Like in that, have you ever been to the festival yourself before?
No, never, no.
Okay, so you're in for a treat. We've been going now 3 years in a row, I think we're on, Benny. And
And I've been going for many years, even before that. So yeah, it's just a fantastic, diverse festival full of really experimental music, and I think not necessarily ourselves, but everyone who goes there, is really just open-minded and
yeah.
will go and watch whatever's going on. And it's not like some festivals where you get huge crowds for one act and no one for the next. It's beautiful like that.
Yeah, this is what I heard from people who went to the festival. We have kind of the same kind of festival in Belgium. It's called Dunk Festival. I don't know if you heard about that one. It's kind of, I think it's the same, mentality, this community thing, and people go there to watch every band's playing. They go there to buy vinyls, merchandising, to connect with other people who travel all across the world sometimes, a bit like also like the Roadburn Festival
Yes.
in the Netherlands.
And tell us what on earth is happening in Belgium at the moment. Like the music that is coming out of Belgium is just incredible. And again, go in a similar way to the Pelagic Records, but the Belgian scene, there is so much different types of music. But there also, like you said, seems to be some kind of thread that runs through in terms of, and the UK scene is not dissimilar. There's loads of great bands coming out, but there's this little subtle thread that runs through that kind of can link them, even though they might sound very differently. But Belgium is just unbelievable for the last few years.
Yeah, well, this is my take on that. Thing is, I'm French. I was born and raised in France, and I arrived in Brussels in Belgium 23 years ago. I came first for studies, and then I decided to stay. So I also grew up with the Belgian music scene. But when you if you really want to be the Belgium is a small country with officially three languages. You have the French, you have the Dutch, and you have the German, So it's three communities, and the music scene is literally divided in two. You can be a big hit in the north part, in the Dutch part, and no one gives a shit about you in the French part, and vice versa, So it's two different scenes. Not sometimes it's getting better and better, but not really talking to each other's, sometimes. And also because again, Belgium is a small country between France and Germany and the Netherlands. You have the UK, which is really close. So I think there's all these influences coming in one place, and Belgian people just mix their own way.
And it, so are Thot, your band, are you loved in the north, hated in the south, or are you loved everywhere in Belgium?
I would say, yeah, a bit everywhere because because we managed to make a connection with the Dutch thing by playing the Dunk Festival, for instance, two times in the past years. And also because, yeah, we shared the stage with some Dutch bands in the past. So, but it's still difficult, when you want to talk to a promoter and you write to them in English because you don't speak Dutch, they know you are from the French part. So
Right.
there's sometimes, I don't say always, but sometimes it's like a filter,
And just from a point of ignorance,
So,
bands like
but there are bands and promoter will try to break these boundaries also.
just because I don't know, bands like Amen Ra, the Church of Ra, and Oathbreaker, would they be from the kind of north side then, or
Yeah,
are
they're
they?
from the Dutch part. Yes,
Yeah,
yes.
okay, cool, okay.
It's the same for the on Pelagic. There are five Belgian bands. There's us and the
Quite a
other ones
good.
like Breakville, Psychonaut, Hippotractor, and Bear are all from the Dutch part.
Okay. Interesting. Didn't know that.
Yeah,
Didn't know there was such
fascinating.
divide in musical stances in Brussels.
Yeah.
And
And the thing is, even Brussels is in the middle, So even the scene in Brussels is different from the southern scene and the northern scene. It has its own entity, I think. Well, like every big city, I guess.
Hippotractor released a new album this year as well, I believe, Venny. And we
Yeah,
first
they are.
discovered, well, sorry, I certainly first discovered them at Arctangent, which goes to show, like, you can wander into a stage at this festival and just find, like, your new favorite band, which is really great to see. And like Venny said,
Yeah.
you could be going down at 11 in the morning, hungover, and like the first band to be on, and the tent will be absolutely packed because people are just there for the music. It's such a good vibe. And do you have a tour leading up to ArcTangent or after? Are you touring at all?
So we might play two shows in the UK just before ArcTangent.
Cool.
We still have to be confirmed, but probably maybe one in London and maybe one in Birmingham, I think, but it has to be confirmed.
And then in
Yeah,
terms
and then the week after we play in Maastricht for the Pelagic Festival,
that looks really
with
good.
like 20 bands
That looks
from the
amazing.
label for 2 days.
And why are we not going to that
Just divorce, I think, would
venue?
be
Yeah.
the main
Fair
reason.
enough. And in terms of set list, I don't want to be prodding too much. I do like to be kept surprised on set list, but I assume you're going to be putting a lot of songs from the new album onto that set list.
Mostly we also play one song from the previous album, Fleuve, and but also we did some new arrangements at the end of some songs, to bring something new or fresh between the songs. So yeah,
Brilliant.
that's it. That's
And I'm going to try and pronounce this, but track six on the album, Huzuen?
It's Usun.
Usen.
Usun.
Yeah, that goes back to how British we are of any of that pronounce. Just say the letters as you see it.
It's a Turkish word.
Okay, very good. I just want to say on that song, that was the song that really clicked with me on this album and made me fall in love with this band. It's such a wonderful, and I was saying to Benny at the time, it's such a wonderful summer song, and the vibes off it are so good. And I don't know the name of the your other singer. Is it Jessica?
No, it's Juliet. Juliet.
I got the J right anyway,
Right.
but she just adds a wonderful dynamic with her clean vocals over the top of that. And
Thank
I
you.
just absolutely love the art of that song. I don't want to know if it's going to be in the set list, but let me just say, if it is, keep an eye out for me in the crowd on Benny's shoulders with my top off, swinging around.
It's in the set list, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, because we and me first want to play this song because well, I like every songs on the album, but this one is, as you said, it's a central piece, and a lot of things have been not really decided but thought about this song, and especially because we went to Bulgaria to do the recording with the singers of the Mystery of the Bulgarian Voices, and then we did this music video of that song when we were in Bulgaria. So there's a lot of things going on with this song, and that brought in, we put everything that you can find then in other songs, I guess, some details and intentions and ideas, yeah.
I mean, you said you like every song on the album, but the way you're talking about it, is this sort of the song you're the most proud of or have a special connection with?
Yeah, I got a special connection because also this is the first song I don't write the lyrics for
Okay.
in the entire career of the band, because when I came with the first demo and ideas of this song, I played it to the band, and then Juliet was like, "Wow, I'm feeling something," with just the chord arrangements and some sound, and she was like, "Yeah, I'm feeling something. Would it be okay if I start to I try to write something, some lyrics?" And I was like, "Yeah, okay, let's try." And then she brought some ideas, some lyrics, and then we've been building the songs around that, So to me, it was also a very nice collaboration with her,
Is there a reason you write the lyrics yourself? I know it's you write the music and that. Are you quite protective over songs yourself, would you say?
No, I think because I never, Well, I think because first nobody asked me before, you
Right.
know, okay, can I write the lyrics for this song, you know? And then Juliet was in the band for 3 years, and also she at that time she was also writing songs for projects, you know, and I liked what she was doing. So to me it felt okay, let's try something new, you know. So I trust her, and then I think I did right. Yeah, I'm really happy with what she brought with the lyrics, but also with the emotions, you know.
Yeah, definitely. It's very, very emotional, evocative song. I absolutely love it. And with a band, with your band coming across to like the UK for a tour and stuff, does that bring any issues for you logistically, or is it fairly straightforward, chuck stuff in a van and away you go?
Oh, I mean, yeah, I think there will be some issues with to cross the border, and maybe with the key and stuff. Yeah, let's see. We are still waiting for the other UK dates to be confirmed to really put our heads into the paperwork and stuff like that. Yeah, but you know, it can also happen on Europe mainland. If you go to play in the Balkans and you want to cross Serbia to go from Croatia to Romania, Serbia is also hell. You know, you have all this paperwork you have to fill to because you leave Europe and then go back to Europe. So
Oh wow.
yeah, touring is also it always there's always a part of mystery.
It's good that now Britain is on considered on a par with Serbia.
I
I'm sure the people who voted for Brexit will be very happy with that. Craig,
Yeah.
well, I wanted to ask, in terms of your band, but also, is it right that there's some other collaborations on the album as well? Is it right that track Sleep Oddity has got a collaboration on? How do those come
Yeah.
about? And in your mind, when you're putting it all together, how do you think about how those parts fit in terms of who's singing, what vocalist is doing which part? How does that all work in your mind?
So the Sleep Oddity is a song I wrote. It's one of the first songs I wrote, and I wrote this song just on my guitar. It was really a singer-songwriter ballad, you know, and I wrote the lyrics, and I was, yeah, okay, I like this song. And then when I start thinking, okay, I want to bring to transform this song into a thought song, I was like, yeah, but I think I need a female voice. So ask Juliet. So Juliet did the first version. We did all the arrangement, instruments, and she put a voice, and it was working beautifully. But it was the first version. The thing with this whole album, there have been two recordings. We start working with somebody, and we have been stuck in the mixing, and we decided to restart from scratch.
Wow.
So last year we went back to the studio, and we redo like 90% of everything. We just kept what we did with the Bulgarian voices and what we did with Juliet, because she was living in France. She's still living in France. So then we did the bass, the drums, the guitar, all my vocals, and then we glued all the things together. And on Sleep Oddity, what Juliet didn't match with the new recording. So I was like, okay, maybe I can check with her if she want to do a new version. But then I was like, maybe it's also time to try something new. And then I had this singer in my head, Lenka Dusilova, that I just found out about her music a few months before. During the summer of 2022, I was traveling across Czech Republic because I got a lot of friends there. And a manager is a friend of mine, and then I was visiting him, and he played this album. Said, "Oh, it's one of my artists," and I was like, "Wow!" I was really blown away by her music and her voice. So then, when I was in the studio with the guy and thinking, "Okay, we need a new vocalist on Sleep Oddity," I was like, "Yeah, Lenka Dusilova." So I called her and said, okay, look, I want to do a collaboration, and then she said yes, and then yeah. And
Yeah, well, he's absolutely nailed.
yeah, I knew that a voice would fit very well with the song. Yeah, I was 100% sure. And not only the voice, but the emotions, knowing what he was doing, with on work.
Yeah, there's this kind of really, it feels very smooth, but it also feels almost a noir kind of darkness to it as well. It's both beautiful, but also quite dark as well. So I
Yeah.
think it works fantastically.
Will you have to return the favor then for collaborations in the future? Is that how it works in the music business?
Excuse me, excuse
Will
me.
you do you have to do, return the favor and collaborate with her now on her next album?
She didn't ask for any of that. I mean, I paid the session when she did the recording in Czech Republic. I paid for the session, but if she would ask me a favor like that, I will be super happy, to do something for her. Yeah.
Yeah, and just coming back to Pelagic Records, and you mentioned there Robin. We interviewed Robin last year, I think, when they released the latest The Ocean album, and he's a super nice guy. We met him at Arctangent as well. Like, it must be great working with someone like that. But I mean, one from someone who has created a band like The Ocean, which has put out so many good albums, but also. He's just such a sound, really nice, down-to-earth guy. It must be so nice and relaxed working with him.
Yeah, I mean, we never met yet, but we talk a lot on the phone. I've been in touch with Pelagic since the first demos of this album, so since 2021, 2022. And then at the time, they really liked the demos, but the album wasn't ready, and it was still COVID. Everything was a bit really blur for everything. But then when we finished the album, so it was last year in August. It was the first person I sent the album to, and so he wrote me like a month or two after because he was on tour with The Ocean. Yeah, he wrote me that he liked the album, and I think he also understood the journey of the band from being my project with musicians that come and go, because this is what he experiences with the ocean, and the
Yeah.
ocean exists for like more than 20 years, and I think also he liked the journey of the album, where the song bring you all the kind of concept, which he does very well with the Ocean's album.
And it probably doesn't happen as much these days, but you hear of stories of like labels saying you need to release this as a single, you need to cut the album length down and stuff. I assume it doesn't happen like that with Pelagic at all. It's you're almost in control of the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know for the other bands, but I'm pretty sure that it's the same that for us, that we decided for the singles, we decided for the music videos and everything. So we stay in charge and free of doing what we want on this label, I think if something was not good enough, they would tell us,
Yeah.
but yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of freedom, and this is really motivating.
Yeah, and especially with the music you're creating, which, as we touched on, is very expansive and dynamic, that you're not shackled to. And I think that's the beauty of Pelagic Record, Venny. You started you talked about it like another album that springs to mind is Glassing, that is a complete like one of those sort of like albums which is just full on pretty heavy, and then you've got Thought. And if you went in, if you had every album that Pelagic's ever released lined up, you would find some absolutely incredible bands on that record label. What we've touched on, I don't know what my point was there, but I think we're just very
Yeah.
sorry I got lost.
But yeah, I mean, so yeah, working with Robin is really, yeah, is really inspiring so far, So I really can't wait to really chat more with him, personally, to have a beer, and yeah, but I also he's very busy. I mean, the label has been they're expanding, you know, and there's a lot going on with the oceans. They're on tour a lot lately, so he's really busy, and that's really cool. So, and I think he has this group of people with, I mean, the pelagic people who are really working a lot to make all the release, you know, a success for everybody, you know.
Yeah, and actually at this point I should thank Jasmine for setting up this interview, because she's been putting a lot of hours in of back and forward of us changing the times and stuff.
Yeah, it's true.
Was there any sort of band you really loved on Pelagic Record? You said you were sending the demo and stuff like that, but have you been following Pelagic for a while?
Yeah.
Not including
Yeah,
the
yeah. I mean, for instance, I'm very good friend with Lost in Kiev. You know, they're from Paris. So they released like two albums on Pelagic. We played a couple of shows together. So, and also I really like Psychonauts, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
are they a Belgian band, or have I got that wrong?
Yeah. They're from
they are. Of course they are.
From Malines. It's like 20 yeah. kilometers from Brussels.
I mean, that example of being at Arctangent and being quite hungover and just wandering down, Psychonaut are the band that kind of rejuvenated my weekend last year, because they were absolutely glorious. I love that band.
Yeah. So them, I really like F. This is a Swedish band. Really, really big crush on them. Of course, Mono. You know, Japanese Mono. They're since forever. But yeah. So it feels good to be on this label around such bands. You know.
I don't know. It's a band. They don't really sound like you guys in any way, really, but there was something just evocative of their last release, a band called Crown, who are a French band, and you guys don't really sound like each other in any way, but there was just something, some part of the mood or just some underlying kind of sense that reminded me your latest album and their last release. So I don't know if you've heard that band or that release. I think it's The End of All Things or something along those lines.
Yeah, I mean, I actually know, not personally, but I've been in touch with Stefan, the main guy of Crown, since their first album. So it was like, I think, in 2011 or something. So
yeah,
I know the band and the music since then. And I've been following all the releases, so I know about them. I wouldn't say I don't really see the connection, but maybe because I'm too much into my own music, you know. But if you tell me you see a connection, yeah, I trust you. Yeah,
no, it's as I say, it's one of those where I don't think musically you sound anything like each other, but it's more of a sense or just a feeling
mm-hmm.
that you share.
Yeah.
And that's what I try, and maybe I didn't articulate it very well, but that's what I was kind of feeling between the two bands.
And just a final question from me, Gregory, thank you for the time. The album's coming out on Friday. Friday. Have you been getting much feedback from it? From obviously we've said our piece, but have you been getting some good feedback from the album?
Yeah, I mean the reviews start to come. We had a lot of small reviews on the singles and the music videos, which was really encouraging. But I think I found this review I was talking about this morning, because I really like what they wrote at the end. So it's from an Austrian website, but they said something at the end, which is to me really, I have to translate it in English. I think, they said, "The Belgians are once again demanding everything and paying and handsomely for it."
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, yeah, it's true. We demand everything, but you're gonna get something in return. So yeah,
good.
To me, it's a good conclusion. Yeah.
I'm glad, and I often wonder, like, you know, some people in in bands, they don't read the reviews because they don't want to, whether it's a fear of things. So I just wonder if, you know, the feedback you're getting has been positive, and it should be, to be fair, because it's a great album. It really is.
I do read every reviews, not because I'm scared that the album is not appreciated, but it's more like, okay, so some guy just took his time to listen and to write something. So what I can do in return is just read. And if I find something interesting, I will write something in return. Hey, thank you for your time. Thank you for writing. Maybe let's be in touch. I mean, the same with you guys. You really took your time. Very happy that you like the album that way. You took your some time, and then now we are talking, to each other, and we're gonna meet in a few months. So I think I like to read every reviews, whatever is written, because there's always somebody behind, and you can always find a way to meet this person. And I mean, some of my really close friends, they don't necessarily like my music, but I don't care. They're still my friends,
Yeah, that's such a nice way of putting that, you know, Venny. I've never even thought of it like that, you know, that someone has taken the time to do it. So you're just giving them the, just, you know, to read their thing. That's a really nice way of putting it, Gregory. Really, really nice. And
And I do think that's how, like, in these kind of quite niche or underground music, that's how it kind of works, isn't it? Like Joey and I, we don't get paid or get anything for what we do. It's just our time, really, because we love it. And it's like you guys, you absolutely love what you do, and you put all your energies into it, and that's what keeps it going around, people who are passionate about things. And so, yeah, it's time at the end of the day.
It's very true. It's very true. Yeah.
Nice, nicely put, mate. Nice way to round up the interview. Gregory, are we going to meet at Arctangent and have a beer in the backstage area or press area or even just in the field?
Yeah. Very looking forward to it. Yeah.
I can't wait, and I'm really looking forward to seeing hearing your reaction about the festival as well and what you think of it, and the because there is something special about Arctangent, Benny, which you dragged me into after
Yes.
years of trying to get me to go, and now I've fallen on top of it.
And just for my summing up, I'm just delighted to hear you actually are French, because I thought that I made a big faux pas and said throughout the review that calling you guys French and then finding out you're Belgian, and I thought that could be very offensive to a Belgian person. So I'm actually very relieved about it
No,
all.
but well, actually, like I said, I'm French, but I spend most of my time in Belgium now, so I still have the French nationality. But for me, I think doesn't you? And my drummer is French, and but he lives in Belgium. There's a lot of French people living in Belgium, actually,
I know.
Juliette was living in Belgium, but she's French, so. You have this mix of people in Belgian bands coming from France, coming from other part of Europe. It's a hub, There's so many
It's the
people
secret of the
because it's
success of
Brussels. It's
Belgium.
Brussels, So, yeah.
Gregory, listen, thanks once again for your time. Really appreciate it. I've been looking forward to this interview for a long time, I must admit, and it's great to be able to sit down and chat with you. I'll thank you again, Benny, for pushing the album on us and helping us discover this wonderful band. And can't wait to see you at Arctangent. Keep an eye out for me on Benny's shoulders, yeah?
Sure. Yeah, thank you guys. It was really fun to do this interview with you. But I had a really good time.
And
Cheers, man.
I'll just say au revoir.
Oh.